The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. They may no longer appear as Zeus and Hermes, yet they still take the form of fantasy, mythology, and idolatry. Zeus and Hermes have been replaced by Bacchus, the god of entertainment and lust. This god is now among us in the likeness of what appears to be good, as if entertainment and pleasure were good in and of themselves. Yet today's pleasure is hedonistic and isolated. It is mediated by machines and equipment, so that real people are marginalized. You seek your pleasure in front of the television, under the headphones of the MP3 player, or clicking away at the mouse and the screen. It is not that these things are evil in and of themselves. It is that when you indulge in them, you are replacing time with a person with time alone and isolated. You are shutting yourself off from the companionship that you were made to have. It is not good for man to be alone, yet we become loners under the web of modern technology. The Korean man who died after 50 plus straight hours of video games differs from you only in degree, not in substance. You are killing yourselves, longing for more pleasure, more entertainment, more information, from the people who give you real love, real joy, and real knowledge, that is your spouse, children, or parents. These are ignored. You are forsaking your place in life, your vocation, whether it be as spouse, parent, child, or good citizen. A vocation means you have responsibilities to other people. You have relationships with others. As a husband or wife, you love your spouse. As a parent, you protect and train your child. As a citizen, you do works of charity for your neighbor, and you fulfill your obligations to your employer. All that you do is in relation to others around you. You find and do good in service and love. The biblical man is a man of relationship. The Bakken man of entertainment is an isolated, individualistic, self-absorbed god to himself. Even thieves and extortionists today cannot be bothered to strip their victim face to face. Instead, they do it through identity theft, in which no identity ever really exists. Put away the headphones, turn off the television, and stop pretending that you can chat over the internet. False gods have come down to us in the likeness of men, and we do not even know it. We speak of technology as a blessing, but we use it as a curse upon ourselves. Hear the word of the apostle and see if you do not have faith to be healed. Do not assume everything that appears acceptable is from the gods. Do not assume everything from the gods is acceptable. Just as the true God was not Zeus or Hermes for the people of Lystra, so your God is not expediency, adaptability, or technology. The temptations and habits of the world are vain things. That is why you need good news. We bring you that good news, that your true God is Jesus Christ. Turn from the vain things to the living God. Turn from the vanity of idolatry, that is, reliance on the created and the fashioned, rather than on what is uncreated and eternal. Turn to true worship, total reliance on the one who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, Jesus Christ. All the good things of this world are given by him. You are not to sacrifice to his gifts. Offer, rather, the sacrifice of thanksgiving to him who saves you, who satisfies your hearts, with food, and with gladness. There is, after all, only one food that satisfies the heart and not the stomach, the body and blood of our Lord. The body of our Lord, the true God who has come down to us in the likeness of men, strengthens true relationship with God and with man. No longer are we isolated, turning people out, but we are approached and loved by God himself in his very word and water and bread and wine. These are not media, like the televisions and screens and speakers of our entertainment age. As much as they are veils for the true God, they do not isolate. They allow us to be brought together, and they bring us together. God does not hold back. He opens himself fully to you, so that you may take him and receive all of his benefits. You do not even have to give anything back. He has given everything there is. He has done everything that needs to be done. He has suffered everything that needs to be suffered. There is left for us only faith, hope, and love, and these are given freely to us. Faith and hope remain, yet his true love overshadows them even now in this world where all is not yet fulfilled. We have not ascended to God, but God has come down to us in the likeness of man. Our Lord does not shut us out behind our sins and self-absorption. He breaks through our sin, embraces us, and says, "I love you. I died for you. I am giving you new life, so that you are no longer enslaved to trying to find pleasure and fulfillment on your own. Fulfillment and true joy come from me, and I give it to you freely, so that you may enjoy it with one another." The true God has come down to us in the likeness of man, Jesus Christ, and so this likeness of man has restored us to being true men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.